在一个简短的证道之后啊，就是我们一年一度的正式的信徒大会。
After a short message this morning, we will conduct our annual general meeting.
啊，个人的感觉是啊，时间很快，又是一年。
Personally, I feel that time has passed very quickly. It's already been a year.
每当在这样的时刻里头，我对我们教会总是充满着许多的感动跟感谢。
I'm often very moved and thankful when I think about our church in this context.
如果用比较的啊，真的我们在牧养、先到训练，都要还有很多的空间，让我们去努力去进步。
As I reflect upon our church, I admit that there's still a lot of room for improvement in our ministry.
但是我内心的感觉啊，如果可以啊，用什么来比拟的话啊，就是寡妇两个小钱的那一种感动。
But if I could liken our church to something in the Bible, I often think about the widow's two mites.
我说过，如果用比较的啊，我们真的有很多的缺陷，有很多的软弱。
Yes, indeed, if we compare ourselves with another church.We do still have a lot of room to improve and to grow.
但是如果用主耶稣的心情的话，真的，我们是可以让人有这个寡妇那两个小钱的的那种感动跟感谢。
But if we take on the perspective of our Lord Jesus, then truly our church can be likened to the widow's two mites. It touches us and it moves us.
通常我们是星期五或者跟星期六我们来到这里，我也是一样。
We often come to church on Friday evening and Saturday to worship.
因为我是传道，所以通常我会来的比较早。
Because I'm a minister, I tend to come to the church a little earlier than everyone else.
每次尤其在星期五我来了我总是看到非常的干净，非常的整齐。
When I arrive on Friday evening, I often find our church to be very clean and orderly.
有时候想能不能做一些别人没有完成没有做的。
I would look around and try to do something that maybe someone else have unfinished or have neglected.
会堂里头没有丢在椅子上或者放着的圣经跟赞美诗，让我去把它放回去。
I look in the chapel, there's not a single hymn book or Bible that's left behind that's not already shelved on the bookshelf.
地板上也没有任何一个肮脏的地方我可以去擦一下。
There's not a dirty spot on your floor that I could sweep or wipe up.
没有任何一个垃圾桶，垃圾还有垃圾我需要把它拿去丢。
There isn't one trash can that is not yet empty.
甚至也找不到掉了一块糖果，围了一堆蚂蚁的那一种情形。
I can't even find a place where a piece of candy has been dropped on the floor and a swarm of ants crawling on it.
那在星期六我们大家很高兴的来到这里，一切都准备好了，大家能够很欢喜的一起来敬拜神。
And as we gather here on Saturday, we all come to church with a joyful heart.
在中午休息的时候。我们有爱餐，有着这个热的饮料。
During lunchtime, we enjoy hot drink. We enjoy our fellowship meal together.
所以我知道总是有许多弟兄姐妹是这样默默的在付出。
I know for a fact that there are many brothers and sisters who serve quietly and humbly.
愿主耶稣纪念我们大家。这样子的彼此的相爱爱这个教会。
May the Lord remember the love that we have toward one another and the love we have for His church.
也愿主耶稣继续带领祝福我们让我们能够更加的美好。
May the Lord continue to guide us and bless us so that we can reach even higher and become better.
整体真的是让我们很感动，很感谢。
But collectively, as a church, I am truly moved and touched by our church.
但是我想我们每一个个人也是有我们 检讨继续努力的空间。
However, individually, I definitely think that we have room for improvement and self-examination.
教会要进步从个人从家庭来做起。
In order for the church to make progress, we have to begin with an individual and begin with a family.
我们请看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章第九节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 9.
第九节，不要彼此说谎因为你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为。
Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds.
第一句话是跟上一节连在一起的。
The first phrase is actually related to the previous verse.
所以第九节应该就是下半句话，你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为。
So this verse really begins with the second part, which is you have put off the old man with his deeds.
第十节，穿上新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
And verse 10, and have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
我们在第九节说已经脱去旧人。
Verse 9 says, you have put off the old man.
这件事情就发生在我们受洗的时候。
This thing happened when we were baptized.
我们受洗归入主耶稣基督。
After we're baptized, we come into the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们就成为一个新人。
We become a new creation.
成为一个新人之前，当然就先是脱去旧人。
We become a new man, but before that, we must put off our old man.
那我们从罪人的身份成为神儿女的身份。
We transform from a status of a sinner to a righteous man.
我们借着主耶稣的恩典跟怜悯，我们白白的来得到这个身份。
By the mercy and grace of God, we receive this new status freely.
那我们不但要成为新人而且我们要这里说也要脱去旧人的行为。
Not only should we become a new person, but here it says that we must put off our old man.
要得到那一个身份因为是恩典，所以很容易。
It is easy to attain that new status because it came from grace.
照着我们单纯的信心，我们来领受主耶稣的救恩。
If we simply believe and by our faith, we can receive God's salvation.
我们就成为新人，成为神的儿女。
And we become God's children, we become this new man.
但是脱去这个旧人的行为，这却是一个过程。
But it takes a process to put off our old man.
我们都可能有这个要改掉某一个习惯的经验。
I think we may have all have the experience of trying to get rid of an old habit.
或者要建立起一个我们觉得应该有的习惯
or to establish a new routine that we should adopt to
很少说就在一夜之间你就把它除掉或者养成
when we try to do that it is unlikely that we could get rid of an old habit overnight or establish a new routine overnight
通常它需要一个过程
usually it takes a process
那什么叫做旧人的行为
So what does it mean, the old man's deeds?
就是从第五节到第九节的上半句话所说的。
It is recorded in verses 5 through the first part of verse 9.
那因为这哥罗西教会的地方的信徒都是所谓归犹太人来成为基督徒。
The members of the Colossians church were non-Jews Christians.
所以这是过去他们的生活的习惯或者情形。
So these few verses describe their past lifestyle.
所以他们不但要脱去旧人也要脱去旧人的行为。
Not only do they need to put off their old man, they need to put off the deeds that went along with their old man.
所以我们也一样要有一个过程来脱掉我们的旧人。
Similarly,
旧人的行为。
We too need to go through a process to put off our old man and their deeds.
然后更进一步更积极的我们要穿上新人
and even more progressively we need to put on our new man
我们已经有新人的身份
We already have the status of a new man.
哦，那这个穿上新人就是也要有新人的行为。
But putting on this new man also means that we have to exhibit the behavior or the deeds of the new man.
也就是保罗在罗马书第六章第四节所说的说，走在新生的样式。
And this is what Paul said in Romans chapter 6, that we have to walk in the likeness of a new man, the newness of a new of his likeness.
这是我们的目标，那这穿上新人的行为，这也是一个过程。
This is our goal, and it takes a process to reach that goal.
因为我们本来身份上是罪人啊，而且我们带着罪性。
Before God's salvation, we had sinful natures. We were a sinner.
那现在神借着主耶稣的宝血称我们为义。
Now we have been justified by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus.
那这个罪性啊，还是会让我们去做一些不对的事情。
But the sinful nature still in us, and it may tempt us to sin again.
所以我们要努力的去脱掉旧人的行为。
So it is important for us to work hard to get rid of this old man.
然后穿上新人的行为。
And to put on the deeds, the behavior of the new man.
那要从被罪性所充满，来成为被神性所充满。
Rather than being filled by sinful nature, we ought to be filled by the divine nature of God.
我们请看彼得后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章第四节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4.
第四节，因此他已经将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得以神的性情有份。
Verse 4, by which have been given to us exceeding great and precious promise, that through these you may be partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
这里保罗说这是一个宝贵又很大的应许。
Paul says that this is a great and precious promise.
是的，我们一定能够脱掉旧人的行为。
This is what Peter said. Yes, indeed, we must escape from our corruption.
那我们能够跟神的性情有份。
Then we could share the likeness or the divine nature of our God.
这是一个过程。
Once again, this is a process.
渐渐的，我们的罪性在我们里头被我们被我们胜过了。
Slowly, we could suppress and overcome our sinful nature.
然后我们跟神的性情有份。
And over time, we will share more and more of His divine nature.
我们接受洗脚礼，跟主耶稣有份。
When we receive foot washing, we have part with the Lord Jesus.
那其中一个就是跟主耶稣的性情有份。
And what that means is that we will begin to take part in His likeness or His divine nature.
这个也是一个过程。
Once again, this is a process.
有时候我们做一些事情，我们会想到说，我以前不会这样子。
Sometimes when we do something, we would reflect that this is a new behavior. This is something I would not do in the past.
如果以前的话，我可能对那一个人，我一拳就打过去了。
Perhaps when I was younger, when in the past, I would strike back right away.
虽然我现在也是很生气，但是呢，我不会动手。
But right now, because I'm more mature, even though I'm angry, I will not strike back.
这个就是神的性情了。
This is an example of God's divine nature.
那所以主耶稣说这是宝贵又大的应许。
Peter said that this is a precious and great promise.
我们是的，一定能够渐渐的让神，让我们越像主耶稣，有神的性情在我们里头。
A promise means that we will over time definitely receive this new nature.
那我们再看回哥罗西书第三章。
Let's turn back to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书三章十一节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 11.
十一节，在此并不分希利尼人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is in all and is, but Christ is all and in all.
最后一句话说，主耶稣基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
The last phrase is that Christ is all and in all.
哦，所以那个又大又宝贵的应许啊，是普遍性的，给我们每一个人的。
So this great and precious promise is prevalent. It is promised to be given to all, to everyone.
因为我们每一个人都可以连属于基督。
Because each and one of us can belong to Christ.
主耶稣所应许的圣灵也可以内住在我们每一个人里头。
And the promised Holy Spirit could dwell inside each and every one of us.
那所以我们可以不但有新人的身份，也能够有新人的行为。
So not only will we attain the status of a new man, we will also begin to act like a new man.
那什么是新人的行为？
What does it mean to have the action or the deeds of a new man?
就是哥罗西书的第三章，一直从十二节到第四章的第六节。
It is described, if you continue to read in Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 through chapter 4, verse 6.
如果我们觉得再来的一年呢，我要个人也要好好的来努力啊，让我能够更有基督的形象。
If you want to set a new goal, in this upcoming year to be more like Christ,
那我们可以把这个十二三章十二节到四章六节做我们的努力的目标。
I encourage you to read chapter 3 verse 12 through chapter 4 verse 6 as your a form of encouragement as your goals.
这不是你个人的工作。
This is not something that you have to achieve personally.
这是神的工作。
But this is actually God's work.
这也是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以在信仰的道路上面，我们不是只有我在努力。
So you don't need to feel like you're fighting this battle alone on this journey of faith.
或者的不但是我们我们自己，而且还有神，还有圣经、圣灵、弟兄姐妹等等，在帮助着我们。
We're walking on this journey with God's help, with the Holy Spirit, with the Bible, and with our brothers and sisters' help.
所以我们不是好像一般人说有一个 accomplishment, 有一个成就。
So we're not seeking for some kind of personal accomplishment.
这个成就常常是人努力的结果。
Because accomplishment is a result of a human effort.
科学家的努力，他在科学的领域里头有成就。
The scientists work hard in their research and they reach certain accomplishments.
有人在事业上努力，所以他的事业有成就。
Some people work hard in their career and they reach some professional accomplishments.
我们常常用的是果子这样来做形容。
But rather, in our faith, we use fruit, the bearing of fruit, as an example.
这个结果子，这个是跟生命有关的。
As an analogy, bearing fruit is related to life.
有基督丰盛的生命在我们里头。
To have the abundant life of Christ in us.
我们才能够有果子。
Then we can begin to bear his fruits.
主耶稣的话语在我们里头。
When the word of God dwells in us.
主耶稣的圣灵在我们身上工作。
When his spirit works in us.
主耶稣的爱充满我们。
When his love fills in us.
我们就有果子。
Then we will bear fruits.
愿主耶稣继续带领帮助我们整个教会。
May our Lord Jesus continue to help us and to guide our church.
也愿主耶稣带领祝福帮助我们每一个个人。
And may he continue to guide and help and empower each one of us individually.
也愿主耶稣祝福每一个家庭。
And may our Lord Jesus bless each and every one of our families.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen.